With Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting. There will be no classes held today in the AGWSR school district due to a water main break in the city of Ackley. So again, be no classes held today in the AGWSR school district due to a water main break in Ackley. The 96th annual National FFA Convention and Expo will hold its annual in-person convention beginning today through Saturday in Indianapolis. More than 65,000 FFA members and guests from throughout the U.S., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands are expected to be in attendance at this year's event. The Iowa FFA Association expecting representation for more than 3,000 attendees involved in all facets of the event. For more information, go to FFA.org. Again, that's FFA.org. Yesterday, the Butler County Board of Supervisors set November 14th as the date to hold a public hearing on the proposal to enter into an updated development agreement with the Butler-Grundy Development Alliance. The Butler supervisors also discussed the need to have a compensation rate for township trustees above and beyond just going to meetings. The Butler County Board of Supervisors will eventually consider a resolution to set a comp rate. One of the concerns with the proposed Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline is that the company will need access to water. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has already granted Summit a permit to withdraw up to 55 million gallons of water each year from a new well near an ethanol plant in Chickasaw County. The agency is considering another application from Summit for the use of nearly 28 million gallons of water each year from a new well in Wright County near an ethanol plant in Goldfield. Wright County Board of Supervisor member Rick Rasmussen said at this week's board meeting, this type of information was not released at the onset of the pipeline proposal.
The thing that sort of gets me is we've been dealing with this for what, a year and a half, the Summit?
At least.
And all of a sudden, other than our meeting, maybe a couple weeks before that, we find out that they need water. Why isn't this stuff brought up from day one?
The carbon capture process generates heat. Water is used to cool the carbon so it can be compressed, liquefied, and shipped through a pipeline. Areas in rural Iowa are boosting efforts to test private wells as Mark Moran files this report.
As many as 43 million Americans rely on private wells for their water. Many of them are not tested but contain dangerous levels of toxic chemicals and bacteria. In Iowa, officials in one county are stepping up efforts to change that. There are just under 1,500 private wells in Webster County, right in the middle of the state, but fewer than 400, or about 26%, have been tested for harmful pollutants. Webster County's environmental health officer, Allison Roderick, says well owners are often not aware they need their water tested for things like nitrates, forever chemicals, cancer-causing minerals, and E. coli.
You don't want to be drinking that. You know, even if you're not drinking the water, you're still using it at some point in your house, whether it's bathing or cooking. I'd say the biggest downfall of not having your well tested is that you're not aware of any possible contaminants.
Iowa makes about $50,000 available for counties to test county residents' well water for free on a regular basis. Roderick says doing that is important in rural Iowa, where farming practices have historically resulted in high levels of contaminants leaching into groundwater and private wells. Mark Moran reporting.
Monday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 44-year-old Nicholas Ray Pearsall of Coulter on the charges of assault on persons in certain occupations, intent of inflicting a serious injury, interference with official acts, dangerous weapon, intimidation with a dangerous weapon, and for disarming a peace officer. Pearsall is being held at the Hardin County Jail. Monday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Department arrested 41-year-old Susan Kim Rodriguez of Coulter for possession of a controlled substance marijuana, for first offense OWI, interference with official acts, and for possession of drug paraphernalia. Rodriguez was later released from custody. State officials say there's a free Iowa mobile ID app for smartphones now. It creates a digital version of an Iowa driver's license or state-issued ID. Tony Smith is the emerging technology manager at the Iowa DOT. She says the app is available in the Apple Store for iPhones and in Google Play for Android smartphones.
When you download the application, what you're going to do is register your phone number. And then from there, you're scanning the front and back of your ID card. The mobile ID application is taking a look at information that's listed on that mobile ID, and it's checking against what's listed at the state system of record. The next step from there is you're taking a selfie. It's a live picture to ensure that, one, you're a real person, and then it's taking a look at that picture, and it's bumping that up against the state system of record.
There was a soft launch of the app this summer. Smith used her mobile ID last week as she went through the TSA pre-check at the Des Moines Airport.
You know, I had a variety of people that had shown interest in what that was. Somebody directly behind me is like, hey, what's that? So I was able to explain mobile ID.
Mobile IDs are now accepted at the airports in both Des Moines and Cedar Rapids, as well as many other U.S. airports. Smith says the mobile ID is accepted at some businesses, but it requires a scanner that can read the unique QR code that's generated for each individual as a mobile ID.
That can be integrated into their point of sale to allow that reading. There are businesses that have online stores where they'll want to verify identity, and that's an option for them.
The Iowa DOT's website is information for businesses that want to give customers a mobile ID option. DOT officials emphasize you'll still need to carry the physical card, that your driver's license digital version isn't accepted as an ID everywhere. Iowa joins Arizona, Colorado, Georgia, and Maryland as states are offering digital IDs in both the Apple and Google wallets on smartphones. The Rockwell City Council today at 7:05 p.m. will hold a public hearing to adopt the city's code of ordinances for 2023. The Rockwell City Council meets today at 7 p.m. at the council chambers. Two bond issues will be on the November 7th city school election ballot for area school districts. The Hampton-Dumont School District asking voters to approve issuing up to $17 million in general obligation bonds to help pay for improvements at the high school building in Hampton. The West Fork School District asking voters to approve issuing up to $16,865,000 in general obligation bonds to help pay for improvements at facilities in both Rockwell and Sheffield. Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is the curriculum director for both the Hampton-Dumont and Cal School Districts, Jen Coonan, who will discuss different topics, including a recent meeting held by the HD School Improvement Advisory Committee. The Radio on the Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, with archive programs available under the news tab at radioonthego.com. As of today, more Iowa residents can apply for the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. The program began taking applications October 1st for those 60 years old or older. Now, community action agencies in Iowa review applications, administer energy assistance funds, household income and size, type of primary heating fuel, housing type, and other factors are considered. The program will accept applications through April 30th of 2024. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 37, and the low of 20. For Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.